So we continue today in Siman Nun Hey. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here, we continue at the end of Sif Aleph. V'adin l'kedusha u'barchu she'in ne'mar me'pachos me'asara. So remember again, yesterday the Shulchan Aruch began a discussion regarding things that require a minyan. So the Shulchan Aruch says that for kedusha and barchu, you also require a minyan. Writes the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. V'adin l'chol chazaras hashatz t'tzarech hatzara. So to again, for all of chazaras hashatz, one requires 10 people. D'mikri davar shevekdusha mekedusha sheyeshba. Because ultimately, again, chazaras hashatz is called davar shevekdusha because kedusha is recited within it. Ein pochasin mishiva kadisha mechayom. We don't recite less than 7 kadishim every day. Kineket shevet b'yom hilal ticha. Tahinu echad achar psuki de zimra. One after psuki de zimra, shu achar yishtabach. V'sheini chatzi kadish achar tefillah suit ches brachas. Then there's a half a kadish after shmon esrei. Ushlishi achar seidik de kedusha. And then a third kadish after uvalatzion. Ubo omrim gam kein tiskabot tzloson. Shushayach gam kein letfilah shmon esrei. Or vii achar alinu, the fourth kadish after alinu. Shiyish bo amiras psukim. Vichamishi achar ashrei b'mincha, the fifth one after ashrei mincha. Ushishi achar tfilas mincha, the sixth one after mincha itself. Shvii achar kriyashma shal arvis kodun shmon esrei. And the seventh one after shma of mariv, before shmon esrei. The kadish achar tfilas arvis. And the kadish after mariv, after hu gam kein mitzvah. Even though, again, that's also mitzvah, it's not included as part of the seven. Sif Beis. Im hischa lomar kadish o kedusha ba'asara v'yatzu miktsasan gomrin oso a kadish o osa kedusha shehischil. This is an important halacha. If you begin kadish or kedusha with 10, and then let's say, for example, some of the minyan leaves, so you are permitted to go ahead and finish that kaddish or that kiddusha that you began. However, v'hushe nishtayru ruban. But this, of course, is assuming that the majority of the minyan has remained. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over, he says, ruban, hainu shisha. This assumes that at least six of the 10 people of the minyan remain in place. V'lo ba'ina ruba deminkar. 6 is enough. So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says in Sif Katan Vav, going a little bit out of order. Im hischil v'adin b'chol davar shetzarech hasarik yigon esias kapay mekriyas tar v'aftara benavi gomrim mashe shayach le'inyan zeh kevan shekvar eschilu ba'asara aval lo maschilin mashu inyan acher. So the klal is that whenever you start a particular unit with a minyan, you are permitted to finish that unit even if the minyan has left. But you may not begin a second unit. Lomar Kaddish, so Mishnah Brisif Katan Zayin, v'mhischa lomar yishtabach ba'asar v'yotzo miktsasan. If you began to recite yishtabach with a minyan, and some of them left, v'chein v'mhischa lomar ashrei kodim mincha ba'asar v'yotzo miktsasan, mistapik apri megadim du'ulay yucha lomar ha-kaddish shachar zeh, ki ha-kaddish shach li yishtabach v'ashrei, v'ayim b'shar tshuva b'shem el yorah ba'omnam, b'sefer ma'imer mordechai b'derechayim b'chai adam kulam pasku do'al yucha lomar ha-kaddish hazeh. So interestingly enough, the way we Paskin is if you began Ashrei of Mincha with a minyan, but then the minyan left during Ashrei, you may not recite the Kaddish afterwards. Similarly, if you began to say Yishtabach with a minyan and then part of the minyan left, you may not recite Kaddish afterwards. Even though there's a Havamina, one would have thought that the Kaddish belongs to those units. Still, in these cases, you cannot go ahead and recite the Kaddish. O Kedusha. So if you look at Sif Katan Ches, he says, Lav Dafka, Duar Din Afilo Rak Pa'avos, Kil Kamei B'Sif Gimel, Ve'efsha Denakit L'Rabusa D'Seifa, Da'afilo Bazet Dafka Nishtayra Ruban. So remember, again, the idea is, if you started, now, the interesting part is, when it comes to Kedusha, the halacha is that if you began Chazaras Hashatz with a minyan, as we will see, even if part of the minyan goes ahead and leaves, you are permitted to finish up Kedusha. We'll discuss what happens with the rest of Chazaras Hashatz in a little bit. Oso hakadish sif katan tes ve'im haya hakadish kodim baruchu kasef haderechayim b'shem Eliyahu Rabba diyuchal lomar gamkin deseifa digamkin yuchal lomar habaruchu dechulachad inyanuhu b'sefer Ma'amar Mordechai cholik al zeh ayin sham. It's interestingly enough, if you started the kaddish before baruchu with a minyan and then part of the minyan left, you could even say the baruchu after that kaddish because that kaddish is related to that baruchu. But others disagree with this. Hakidu This is true with the entire Shmona Esrei. Fifth Shemavurim Behaga Shebesif Gimel Gomer Gam Achatzi Kadosh Kadoshom Shal Acharel the Kasu Achronim the Yomer Gam Kin Brachad Delokenu Barchinu Barrocham Shalashes the Chol Shehischil Betfilah Shmona Esrei Gomra Afagav desnan inosin kapayin bepachos me'asara. Va'afilu mischilu tefila ba'asara ki de'isabaran beis Yosef. Haynu dafka nesiyas kapayin mamish mishum shehi inyan acher. Aval tefila selokinu yomar me'acher sheshchil betefila shmona esrei gamzeh shayach letefila shmona esrei. Fine, so we will see in Yirtzeh Hashem that the halacha is that when even if you began chazaras hashatz, if you began shmona esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, with a minion, even if that minion leaves, you are permitted to finish out the entirety of Shmona Esrei, including Birchas Kehuna. So let's go back up to the Ramah for just a moment. So the Ramah writes, Hago, umi komakom aveira hilates. But now the Mishnah, the Ramah adds in and he says, as much as we said that if you start a unit with a minion, you could continue it even if the minion leaves, nevertheless, it is an aveira to leave. If you know that you are one of the 10, it is an aveira to leave and cause the minion to be deficient. Va'alehem ne'amar, and about such people, it is said, va'oz ve'ashem yichlu. Very strong wording. Those who leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu will literally disappear, will be destroyed. But if there is a minion there, and let's say I'm number 11, I'm number 12, then I am in fact permitted to leave. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis Aveirahi. Nira li sherot lomar im eno mamtin ad shigmiru osa inyun. Aval im mamtin ad shigmiru inyun dai bazeh. Ki gom im echad it starif im tisha labarchu. Eino mechuyiv lahamtin al tzeruf shal chazar as hashat shu inyun acher. Vim hayu imayim betzerufam beis sheskhil hashat bakol ram. Tzorach lantan shigmiru kosei dirak dusha vakadish shalom shal acharao. Vechol vechein kol ki hai gavna. It's interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah adds in that the avera to leave is only to leave in that unit. So for example, if you're there for the bar, if you're there for Kaddish, let's say between Psuki, the Zimmer, and Baruch Hu, you should stay for that Kaddish so they could recite Baruch Hu. But you're not obligated to stay so that they can go ahead and begin Chazaras Hashatz, because that's a different unit. Obviously, if you are necessary for the minion, to whatever degree you could ensure that the minion remains intact, that of course is beneficial. But in terms of an Avera, it's only an Avera to leave mid-unit and thereby compromise the collective's ability to fulfill that unit. So remember, again, we'll actually discuss this in greater depth, but in terms of at what point in time if a person has to leave early from a minion, at what point in time is a person permitted to leave? So the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should really make sure to hear Kiddusha, and the Kiddusha refers to the Kiddusha and Shmona Esrei, as well as the Kiddusha of Uval Etzion, as well as the Kaddishim up until Aleinu. Let's begin Sif Gimel. Im Hischil Ba'avos V'yatzu Miktsasan. If they began Chazaras Hashatz with a minion, and then some of the minion left, Gomer Afilu Kiddusha. You could finish up Chazaras Hashatz, including Kiddusha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu Kiddusha Tesvav. V'huadin Degomer Hashatz Kol Tefila Shmona Esrei. The truth is, again, actually, once you begin Chazaras Hashatz with a minion, the Shliach Tzibor has the ability to complete the entirety of Chazaras Hashatz. So, but why do they single out Kiddusha? However, he says, because for Kiddusha, V'huadin Degomer Hashatz Kol Tefila Shmona Esrei, V'lo Nakat Kiddusha Elim Mishum Delo Neimu She'inyin Acher. Because the Havamina is that perhaps Kiddusha is something separate and distinct, and therefore Halacha L'maisa, perhaps you should not go ahead and state it. Therefore, again, the halacha says, no, once you began Shmona Esrei, Chazaras Hashatz, you could complete Chazaras Hashatz, including the recitation of Kiddusha. I will say we will stop over here in Meretz Hashem on Sunday. We will pick up with the Ramah of Sif Gimel. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a guten Shabbos.